2.1 Two Women Sailors. Jean Barret, French circumnavigator, 1740 to 1807.
Jean Barret was the first woman to circumnavigate the globe, but she had to do it as a man. She was born in France in 1740 to a peasant family. She loved plants and became a self-taught expert on them, working as a herbalist. In 1767, the French government sent two navy ships to look for new lands and needed an assistant to the chief botanist Philibert Commerson. Commerson wanted to take Barret, but women weren't allowed in the navy. So, Barret dressed as a man, called herself Jean instead of Jeanne, and was given the job. After crossing the Atlantic, she sailed around South America and discovered many new plants, including bougainvillea. It was named after the captain of the ship, Louis de Bougainville. She did hard physical work, just like the rest of the crew, but some of the men were suspicious because Jean never washed or used the toilets with them. On Tahiti, a native recognized that she was a woman and told the other sailors. She left the ship at the next stop, Mauritius, because she no longer felt safe on a ship full of men. She married a French sailor on Mauritius and returned to France 6 years later in 1774, completing her seven-year voyage around the world. She died in 1807, aged 67.
Rika Meretniemi, Finnish circumnavigator, born 1977.
Rika Meretniemi is an IT professional. But since 2016, she's been sailing around the world with her husband, Tuomo, the captain, and their three children, the crew, Ara, 7, Kertu, 5, and Marta, 3. They aim to visit 75 countries in 75 months. They set out from Turkey 2 years ago and sailed around Europe, and they've already crossed the Atlantic to Barbados. They've just passed through the Panama Canal and have recently been sailing down the coast of Ecuador. They haven't just been having exciting adventures. As well as being in charge of navigation and food, Rika has also been teaching the children. She and Tuomo want to show how digital distance learning can bring education to children in remote parts of the world. She's been downloading educational programs and games, and she's also been teaching the kids about marine conservation projects and has shown them the problem of plastic pollution. Of course, it's an education for Rika too. They've already visited over 20 countries, and she's met a lot of native people, such as the Kuna Indians on the San Blas Islands of Panama. She's seen killer whales and dolphins, hundreds of dolphins, and also turtles, iguanas, stingrays, and lots of wonderful birds.